The few people remaining at the Charlotte Salvation Army's temporary shelter for Katrina evacuees are moving to more permanent homes today. The agency met its goal of housing the 198 evacuees there well in advance of a December 1st deadline. And the number of calls to a liaison office connecting evacuees to Charlotte's various social service agencies has gone down significantly. At the communications hub known as Project Task, a meeting of agency representatives has just ended. Apart from metal folding chairs arranged in a semicircle in the main room and a few desks and computers in another, Project Task's office is pretty empty. The phone isn't even ringing. Chris Wolf is project manager at Task.
I could declare it a win today because so many people have been helped. A big glut of folks who have hit this community have been transitioned reasonably smoothly for what's happened. That's a huge success. Would I like to have 100% success? Absolutely. Are we going to get it? No.
The local Red Cross and the Salvation Army estimate 4,300 evacuees landed in Charlotte, either on their own or through mandated evacuations. Wolf says 1,480 families registered with FEMA. Task is dealing with the final 10% of those who still need to be placed in permanent housing before its office closes on November 30th. Wolf is a full-time advocate for the homeless. He says this fast work for the evacuees has stirred conflicting feelings between wanting to help the evacuees and wanting to help the locals.
And it's a challenge, and everybody around this operation is aware of that challenge. And we're trying not to displace resources that would have otherwise gone to a local resident of our community who's in need as we do this assistance. And it's a tough balancing act.
Salvation Army Social Services Director Deronda Metz says months before Hurricane Katrina hit, the agency's women's shelter was filled beyond capacity nightly. Metz says she was on the verge of sending a plea for help to Charlotte's mayor.
Put an email out a week before the disaster hit to say, listen, we want to help everybody, but right now we are so full, we may have to start turning away folks. That had just happened, so we heard about Katrina. We said, no, let's don't put the email out right now.
The agency swung into action, leasing back rooms in a building it had just sold to temporarily house evacuees in need.
When we made a decision that we were going to be involved in disaster, a disaster is very, very short term. Right now the priority is to get those folks into housing. We don't have room in our local shelters for those individuals.
Metz says the office got direct orders from the Salvation Army's national headquarters.
We were strongly encouraged to be very, very careful not to ignore some of the other residents we were working with that were experiencing homelessness. Naturally, of course, they've watched TV and see folks that get into housing and get employment.
One of the residents at the women's shelter, Frankie Coley, has been on a waiting list for public housing for 2 years. Coley's weary gaze hardens as she sits in the empty shelter cafeteria.
I was really, floored when I first heard this. But then everyone said, well, they're going to get something. They're going to get something, much more than you. And I thought, well, that blows my chance of getting housing.
The Charlotte Housing Authority has given out 57 Section 8 vouchers to Katrina victims. The evacuees are also getting 18 months' worth of housing assistance from the federal government. Meantime, social workers are scratching their heads at the dizzying pace of the response. They've grumbled among themselves about this outpouring of help while their clients drift along trying to cut through red tape. But Project Task's Chris Wolf recognizes the Katrina evacuees are not completely on solid ground.
There are going to be numbers of people who bounce back, who, fall out of whatever support systems they have here, or they're going to end up on the streets and end up at our shelters. It's a fact. How soon that's going to happen, I don't know.
For now, social service agencies in Charlotte feel assured they were able to take care of Katrina evacuees' immediate needs. After this experience, Wolf says he's confident the community will be ready to help when their future needs arise. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.